Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Is there a message behind Meghan Markle's pinky ring? For the recent Time 100 photo shoot, Vanity Fair recaps that Harry wore an all-black outfit while Meghan opted for all-white, pairing her button-up and high-waisted trousers with a subtle $525 duet pinky ring by chiffon worn on her left hand alongside her engagement ring. And according to the brand's website, this piece of jewelry also comes with a secret social justice message. Set with a tiny diamond beside a larger diamond, this dainty and uniquely adjustable ring represents one woman supporting another through a pinky promise. The ring is also a favorite with celebs like Christy Turlington, Nicole Kidman, Michelle Obama, and one of Meghan's closest friends, Serena Williams. So that's the story. Or is it? What about the ring on Meghan's other hand? The Daily Mail reported Prince Harry and Meghan Markle denied claims that the ring was reportedly made by celebrity jeweler Lorraine Schwartz and worth an estimated $62,000, was fashioned with diamonds gifted to the couple by a mystery donor in the Middle East. They said the ring was sourced by a stylist on the shoot directly from the designer, and there was no link to a mystery donor in the Middle East. But the Mail adds, in a spectacular U-turn, they later rolled back the denial and clarified they were referring only to a ring on Meghan's left hand, a $525 pinky ring from chiffon, which is meant to represent women's empowerment. There was no further mention made of the Lorraine Schwartz ring in question on her right hand, begging the question of whether Meghan has something to hide about the provenance of the diamond. Meghan sported a staggering $445,000 worth of jewelry while posing for the cover of Time's Most Influential People issue, which sounds like a lot of money until you think that you could just make $25 million from Spotify if you just knock out a podcast. We're waiting. Newsweek's headline calls the Time cover a stab in the heart for the royals. Eric Schiffer, chairman of the Reputation Management Consultants, told Newsweek, Meghan and Harry landing a cover spot of Time magazine's 100 Most Influential People will be seen as a stab in the heart of the monarchy's reputation because of the greater implicit credibility it affords them and their previous claims against the crown. The strategy Harry's built is to outgun William and to be seen as the authentic prince on a global stage, and it's been beautifully executed. They're very disciplined at it. The combination of the leaks and the framing of themselves in part as victims of certain behavior, and on top of that connecting in such authentic ways with global Gen Z and millennial audiences, and allowing them to actually feel what it's like to interact with a member of the royal family, that on a human level has been powerful. Some are wondering if the cover was photoshopped, specifically referring to Harry's hairline. One person tweeted, is Harry wearing a rug or just overdone the airbrushing? Another teased, it is possible that Prince Harry got that Bosley hair transplant or a hair club for men or whatever. The Mirror quotes Angela Levin with, they've also done something about his hair because he's got much more hair in the photograph. According to body language expert Judy James, the pictures show a very different face of Harry and Meghan, as well as a shift in the power balance between the two, with it weighing in Meghan's favor while Harry follows. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Her Majesty is having a good run at the racetrack, with her racehorses winning 32 races so far in 2021. Some estimates that mean she has racked up £460,000 in prize money in just 9 months, with part of the season still to come. An insider told The Sun, the Queen rarely misses a race in which one of her horses is racing and has a television so she can catch the drama. It would have no doubt cheered her up with everything that is going on. William announced the finalists for his Earthshot Prize, which he said he had set up in response to world leaders' uninspiring response to the climate change crisis. The goal of the Earthshot Prize is to encourage the world's greatest problem solvers to find answers to the planet's biggest environmental problems. William said, humans have taken too many fish from the sea, we have cleared too many trees, burnt too much fossil fuel, and produced too much waste. The damage we are doing is no longer incremental, but exponential, and we are fast reaching a tipping point. You can find a list of the finalists at earthshotprize.org. As part of the announcement, William was seen on camera, and eagle-eyed royal watchers spotted something behind William's desk, a beautifully framed photo of Prince Philip sitting in a horse-drawn carriage with a young smiling Prince George at his side. That picture was taken by the wonderful Kate Middleton. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.